The landmark decision in the case of Brown versus the Board of Education of Topeka was handed down by the United States Supreme Court on May 17, 1954. 6 months later, in Oxford, Mississippi, students at the University of Mississippi, more commonly referred to as Ole Miss, celebrated their fifth annual Dixie Week. Festivities included a recreation of Abraham Lincoln's assassination, a mock opportunity to sign up for the Confederate Army, a salute to the Confederate War Dead Monument on the school's campus, a speech by members of the Ku Klux Klan, and a slave auction that sold cheerleaders to the highest bidding fraternity brothers. All of these activities took place under the waving banner of the Confederate battle flag, a symbol that still held a great deal of meaning for students at Ole Miss in 1954, and for many Mississippians it still does today. The Confederate flag has become a common sight across the South, and stands as a symbol of Southern heritage for some. However, many African Americans see the flag as an offensive reminder of slavery, the denial of civil liberties under Jim Crow laws, and acts of terrorism by organizations like the KKK, which used the battle flag as one of its symbols. Flying the flag is considered an act of symbolic speech, which is protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution, regardless of whether someone finds the symbol offensive. But being offended by your neighbor's views is one thing. In Mississippi, the Confederate flag has become a more complicated issue because the old Confederate symbol is depicted in the upper left-hand corner of the state flag. This state-sponsored use of the battle flag as part of an official symbol for Mississippi has caused a large and heated debate, becoming yet another hurdle hindering racial reconciliation. Mississippi's current state flag was adopted in 1894, shortly after the state rejoined the Union in 1890. However, it was not until the early 1990s that the flag became a contentious issue. When Georgia began seeking changes to its state flag, Mississippians started reflecting on the meaning of their banner. The issue came to Governor Kirk Fordyce's attention. However, he made it clear that he saw no reason to change the flag, stating that, quote, "It is no segregation symbol in Mississippi." A headline from the Clarksdale Press Register in June 1992 read, quote, "New state flag is no priority for Mississippi." The article summed up the governor's firm position on the issue and his reluctance to fully acknowledge its importance. Fordyce temporarily swept the flag issue under the rug, but in 2000, a law banning any emblems on highway patrol cars, including the state flag, ignited a heated debate in Mississippi that would last for nearly 2 years. The law did not specifically target the state flag, but its effects brought the flag back into the spotlight nonetheless. Talk of the possibility of changing the flag became a polarizing subject between the flag's supporters and its critics. While the issue gained popularity in the press, politicians, including Governor Ronnie Musgrove, were uncharacteristically silent, displaying a great deal of discomfort with the controversial issue. While not without exception, the debate over the flag frequently broke down on racial lines, with most of the supporters being white Mississippians. The flag supporters claim that it represents Southern heritage, which many Mississippians take a great deal of pride in. They see the flag as representative of the historic rebelliousness of Southerners. Others, while not necessarily embracing the Confederate portion of the flag, do not see the flag as being related to segregation or the hate crimes committed during the period of massive resistance to the civil rights movement, because the flag was adopted so long ago, in 1894, rather than in the 1950s or 60s. The flag, they argue, was adopted at a time when veterans of the Civil War were still living, and took pride in the cause they fought for, and that pride, not racist notions, is what the flag represents. Another argument in favor of the flag claims that Mississippians should consider the amount of progress that has occurred under the current flag. Former Speaker of the Mississippi House of Representatives, C.B. Newman, wrote that, quote, "Black and white folks have worked shoulder to shoulder under our state flag for more than 100 years, working together to improve our economy and create new jobs for Mississippians," end quote. Most of these explanations reflect people's true beliefs about the flag, but some explanations seem to be trying a little bit too hard to neutralize the inclusion of the stars and bars in the Mississippi flag. One explanation from Mississippi's official and statistical register claimed that the stars on the flag had nothing to do with the Confederacy, referring instead to the original 13 colonies. The flag's critics reject the idea that it has no ties to the suffering of African Americans, citing that the flag served as the emblem for white supremacist groups such as the KKK and the Dixiecrat Party, which supported segregation and attempted to deny African Americans their civil rights. The original use of the battle flag was to rally Confederate soldiers as they marched into battle during the Civil War, fighting to defend their way of life, which included the institution of slavery. 100 years since the flag's initial appearance, white supremacist groups have rallied around the emblem of the Confederacy, as they instituted legalized segregation and committed acts of terror on African Americans. State NAACP President Eugene Bryant spoke out against the flag, saying, quote, That flag has never been my flag, nor will it ever be my flag, nor the flag of black people in Mississippi who really understand the reason behind the Confederate flag and all of its history." End quote. The flag's critics view this official use of the Confederate flag on a state icon as offensive because of the flag's history and the actions of the groups that identified with it. Mosaic Group conducted its research in Cahoma County, a primarily African-American county in the Mississippi Delta. There, many of the narrators we spoke to were highly critical of Mississippi's state flag. While most of the flag's critics were African-American, the debate did not fall strictly on racial lines. When asked about the flag, Bill Luckett, lawyer and prominent business leader in Clarksdale, commented that, one of the most outspoken critics of the flag was Clarksdale resident and former civil rights activist Johnny Lewis. When asked about the flag, Lewis commented,
"I think it needs to be taken down, all of them gathered up, put in a big pile, and give me the gasoline and a torch to stick to them. That's what I think about the Mississippi flag. They say is they want to keep it because it is a part of their heritage. But then, what is their heritage, what I see in that flag reminds me of what that flag represents, or what it represented. And that was slavery, Jim Crowism, lynchings and killings of my people. So when I see what they call their heritage, I call my hell."
For many, this is a sensitive issue because of the racial divisions that the debate highlights. James Shelby, a resident of Moon Lake, declined to comment when asked about the flag. In 2000, as the flag issue began to draw more attention, legislators became especially reluctant to comment on it. Musgrove claimed that he would wait to act until a decision was reached by the Mississippi Supreme Court on a lawsuit filed in 1993 by the NAACP, claiming that the flag violates the rights of African Americans. In May of 2000, the state Supreme Court reached a verdict that determined that the flag did not violate the rights of African Americans, and that the legislature was ultimately responsible for any changes made to the flag. The court's decision forced Musgrove to act, and the next day he announced that a committee would form to determine the flag's fate. The committee, headed by former Governor William Winter, held meetings with the public across the state in order to gauge the people's feelings on the issue. In 2001, the committee recommended that the public should vote on whether or not the flag should be changed. The state legislature set the date of the vote for April 18, 2001. 2 years of struggle, the vote to change the flag did not pass. The Clarksdale Press Register reported that 65% of people voted to keep the flag. Bill Luckett attributes the loss to poor voter turnout and zealousness among the flag supporters. The Register also reported that the vote did pass within Cahoma County, which is consistent with the racial divisions that the issue caused. However, Bill Luckett explains that in other areas with predominantly African-American populations, the vote did not pass. Since the vote, most Mississippians seem worn out by the issue, but this is not likely to be the last time that the flag becomes a point of contention. This debate highlighted the greater struggle that Mississippi is still going through to come to terms with its multiple perspectives on the past. The Confederate flag, as a symbol, has multiple meanings: heritage and pride for some, and oppression and hatred for others. The state of Mississippi could learn some valuable lessons from post-apartheid South Africa. The government has gone to great lengths to create the most inclusive society possible in South Africa, from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission to the redesigning of South Africa's national symbols. The new South Africa has attempted to come to terms with its past and move on in a progressive direction. It has still not come to terms with its history, and the sensitivity of the flag issue makes this evident.